West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A vacation on the Georgia coast has turned tragic for a West Georgia family. In a press release, the Glynn County Police Department said the body of a 59-year-old Bremen woman was found dead near a public beach access at Gould's Beach on St. Simon's Island Tuesday. According to police, Judy Marlowe of Bremen was last seen by her husband when she left for a walk at Gould's Inlet around 6:30 a.m. Monday. She was reported missing, and GCPD launched a search for her, including the use of a canine unit. Marlowe's body was found Tuesday just after 7 a.m. near the beach access at 11th Street. Police say the cause of her death is unknown and there are no visible signs of injury or signs of foul play. The investigation is ongoing and an autopsy will be conducted. Tallapoosa police hoping to quell the concerns of some residents worried that officers are investigating a murder in town. Police Chief Scott Worthy says officers this week found the body of an elderly male who had passed away outside of his home. Worthy says detectives do not suspect foul play was involved, but at the beginning of the investigation, they were unsure and had roped off the property. That, along with incomplete police radio communications, may have contributed to the rumor that has spread within the city that the death was caused by another. Worthy says officers had shown up at the home to do a welfare check where the male was found outside deceased. Nearby surveillance video showed detectives that the male had walked a few steps from his home, then fell to the ground. Video also shows that the male had fallen a couple of days before his body was discovered. The exact cause of death has not yet been determined. A Carroll County woman who has spent much of her career supporting the development of strong and vibrant communities has been voted the newest chairman of the board of directors for the Georgia Department of Community Affairs by her peers.
The Georgia Department of Community Affairs is primarily responsible for community planning, funding opportunities through pass-through money from both the federal and state government, and then, as importantly, working with local communities on developing housing opportunities for citizens in need.
Donna Armstrong Lackey previously held the role of Executive Director of Small Business Incubator, the Burson Center in Carrollton, and was Senior Vice President of Business Development for the Carroll County Chamber and Carroll Tomorrow. As a DCA board member, Armstrong Lackey has represented the 3rd Congressional District.
I feel like it's important, honestly, because I feel like quite often the 3rd District is overlooked. If you look at different programs statewide, sometimes I feel like West Georgia gets overlooked for a number of things. So I think I can serve in that role to represent our needs.
After 30 years working in community development and planning, Lackey was first appointed to the DCA board in 2021 by Governor Brian Kemp to represent the 15-county 3rd Congressional District. Georgia State Patrol says two people were transported to Grady Hospital in Atlanta with non-life-threatening injuries following a 4-vehicle crash on I-20 Wednesday afternoon that affected eastbound traffic near the Georgia-Alabama state line for a couple of hours. GSP's preliminary report states that a white Hyundai Santa Fe, black Chevrolet Silverado, and a black Mercedes were traveling east in the left lane of I-20. A Peterbilt tractor trailer was traveling east in the right lane. The Hyundai struck the rear of the Silverado. The Silverado then struck the rear of the Mercedes while veering to the right and struck the tractor trailer. The crash remains under investigation. Keep Harrelson beautiful. The Harrelson County Sheriff's Office and the Harrelson County Solid Waste Authority sponsoring a countywide cleanup event for Harrelson County residents this Saturday. Residents are encouraged to clean up around their homes and bring unwanted items to the county landfill for free. Items accepted include yard debris, construction materials, furniture, and appliances. Tires, paint, and batteries will not be accepted. Items will be collected for free at the county landfill on Budapest Cemetery Road from 9 a.m. until 3 o'clock Saturday. West Georgia Technical College President Dr. Julie Post, no doubt a big fan of heavy metal rock legends Metallica. After WGTC is the first community college in Georgia to be selected for the Metallica Scholars Initiative Workforce Education Program. The program recognizes WGTC's commitment to breaking the stigma of trade skills with their focus on workforce education, and the recognition comes with a $75,000 grant aimed at enhancing WGTC student outcomes and meeting regional workforce needs. The grant program will allow West Georgia Tech to provide students enrolled in welding and electrical construction maintenance programs with paid opportunities through a work-integrated learning program. The funds will also be used to provide welding and electrical kits directly to students. students. Via a press release, Metallica's lead vocalist James Hetfield said the goal for the Scholars Program is to, quote, break the stigma of trade skills. He says trade skills are vital to society, and what's even more important is to support the many folks who are trying to create a career by learning and using these skills. West Georgia residents, get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLVB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.